Seth Stokowski is a Cirque du Soleil composer and a Broadway musical director. 16 years ago, he didn't see this coming.
No, I never set out to do this.
Right.
I kind of did in a certain way. I saw his talent and his capacity for what he could do with music because I'd never seen anyone like Seth before.
On a recent afternoon inside their brick-walled Manhattan apartment, Seth and his wife Katrina recalled their first trip to this city. As their 7-year-old son Henry played the xylophone, Katrina remembered a moment from their first Broadway show together. Sitting in the audience of Rent so many years ago, Katrina turned to Seth and made a prediction.
I said, "See that guy up there playing the piano?" I said, "I can see you doing this. I can see you having a
Oh, so this has been your plan all along.
Yeah.
I see. Now you know.
She's got a very long-term view that I'm not aware of.
Right. I told you that at the show.
That was a long time ago.
It was 2001.
My memory is slipping.
It didn't seem likely back then in Buffalo. Stokowski was a musician who had versatile talents and daunting dreams. He grew up as a piano-playing kid in Clarence, attended SUNY Fredonia and the University of Buffalo, and learned to play an entire band's worth of instruments along the way. He played gigs in Buffalo at night, DJed, wrote music, taught lessons, and earned the rest of his money working at a gym. But his big dreams remained an elusive high note that he wasn't quite hitting. So in 2006, Stokowski sent a package of audition materials to Cirque, which hired him to work on a new show called Kuza. He's worked with Cirque ever since, performing, writing, and directing music all over the continent. He's lived in Montreal, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and now, for the past year, here in New York, where he's musical director for Cirque's Broadway show, Paramore. As audiences inside the Lyric Theater watch the love triangle story, Stokowski works from the cramped pit beneath the stage. Cirque actors and aerialists climb past him into a toaster-like chute that catapults them to the stage, and Stokowski directs the band that provides their soundtrack. He also plays an eclectic mix of instruments: piano, electric guitar, banjo, saxophone, and electronic music from the computer.
It really says something that there isn't another Seth in all of New York City. I mean, if Seth needs to be out, we absolutely have to have at least two guys to come in and replace him, because he's a real original.
Violinist Paul Woodiel is one of 8 players in the Paramore band and a longtime Broadway musician.
You know, I imagine him growing up in Buffalo with all that lake effect snow or whatever, and him just holing himself up in his room and practicing, because he's sort of an autodidact. He learns from everything that he sees and hears, and he's constantly listening to music.
Woodiel says Stokowski's ability to compose, arrange, and learn almost any instrument will help him become a fixture in New York, which is good because for the first time since Seth's musical career took off, the Stokowskis have found a place they want to call home. Henry, who was born in San Diego during a Cirque tour and has traveled the continent, loves his New York school in the parks and subways and museums of the city. Katrina, too, has found a place in show business, working as a costume assistant on Aladdin.
We three seem to flourish here and really enjoy look, Henry's hanging up a picture of us on the wall. That's so cute.
Seth was about to say he wants to stay in New York, but his future there is open-ended. In late fall, the cast and crew of Paramore learned that the show is closing this month to make way for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Stokowski has been focusing on his own publishing company, freelance for film and TV, teaching lessons online, and networking within the Broadway community. He's also been busy writing with a younger musician, Henry.
That's so cool. Good job, Henry.
Thanks.
That's our little creative
I love that.
Collaboration.
Reporting from New York, this is Tim O'Shea of the Buffalo News on WBFO.